Today's date is September 5th, 2025. Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Enough, the People's Perspective on the Current Political State of the United States of America. Volume 8 is entitled, The Manufacturing of the United States of America. I was once asked by my daughter to define the term insanity. I was soon corrected after Googling it and giving her the Merriam-Webster definition of the term insanity, which is the condition of being mentally unsound. My daughter informed me that although I had correctly defined the term insanity by Googling it, she preferred an alternative definition that was developed by Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein defined the term insanity as doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. When it comes to the current political state of the United States of America, we the people have every right to be mad. What has been going on for the past 45 to 50 years in the United States of America is maddening, which is much of the same and much to do about nothing, with the only exception being the lining of the pockets of the corporate elites and politicians who support their elitist agendas on both sides of the aisle. My grandfather would often say, if you have your shoebox, your reserved funds, and continuously draw money from it without continuing to invest in it, you will eventually have an empty shoebox and no funds when you really need it. My grandfather's philosophy was simple. Invest in your shoebox. Woefully, our nation's elites did not invest in the American workforce. They did not invest in industries such as manufacturing, pharmaceuticals, renewable energy, housing, not even infrastructure here at home in the United States of America. Instead, in the pursuit of higher profit for themselves, our nation's business leaders, with the blessing and backing of United States government officials from both sides of the aisle, simply decided to build factories in other nations like India, China, South Korea, Taiwan, etc. Therefore, deliberately manufacturing and expanding the wealth gap and income inequality in the United States of America, which has grown exponentially within the past 50 years. Millions of mainstream families were left behind in the late 70s and 80s due to the irrational policies championed by the collaborative greed of the business elites and politicians here at home. Sadly, political leaders cheered by corporate elites willfully chose to stop the development of the electric car, as well as tanking the renewable energy industry here in the United States of America about 50 years ago. In a rebuke to the renewable energy industry, our nation's elites chose to remove the solar panels from the White House roof while intentionally opting to focus on fossil fuels, which decimated the electric car and renewable energy industry here in the United States back in the late 70s and early 80s. These future industries, quote, renewables, unquote, were moved offshores and into foreign lands. Side note, a big shout out to Jimmy Carter for his insightful vision of an energy independent United States of America. The man was truly ahead of his time. Back to my main point. Now let's take a look at the pharmaceutical industry. Pharmaceutical products being made in China are the direct results of policies that were implemented during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Those sanctioned irrational policies developed by politicians and promoted by the business elites permitted the upheaval of the American manufacturing industry. As a result of the irrational policies of the time, manufacturers simply uprooted their entire manufacturing facilities and moved their production of goods outside of the United States, while at the same time they were permitted to access American markets without any repercussions. They shafted us, the American workforce, by moving their facilities abroad. They also took advantage of the American consumer by raising prices on imported goods that were manufactured with cheap labor. Business leaders and politicians had well-developed blueprints to maximize their profits and to give birth to the billionaire class. Business people like our current president, Donald J. Trump, directly benefited from this system that exported American manufacturing facilities, quote, American jobs, unquote, abroad. Did you know that some of Donald J. Trump's business ties were manufactured in China at some point? Please, let's take some time to realize that the global world economy that is being railed against by the current administration and others was created by the rich and for the rich. We, the American people, are the cash cows for the American elites. Interestingly enough, the only manufacturing industry that was not shipped abroad was the weapons industry. Something to think about. We the people should be mad at all political leaders within the last 50 years, regardless of party affiliation. All of them grew their wealth with insider knowledge, granting political favors, looking the other way, and interacting with the lobbyists who courted them. As their pockets grew, they all continued to look the other way. Currently, our leaders are blinded by greed and personal ambition. We the people should be extremely mad at the current administration. The fact that the income gap has been allowed to widen under the watchful eye of Donald J. Trump and his administration is a shame. Did you know that since his second inauguration, Donald J. Trump and his family have made about $1.9 billion in personal profits? Something to think about. The current prices of groceries, mortgages, rent, healthcare are too high. The cost of living and raising a family, given the current economic climate here in the United States of America, is alarming. It is almost impossible to raise a family and get ahead, no matter how hard you work. We the people should be exceedingly mad at all the injustices that are being committed against all people within the borders of the United States of America. Like the persecution of law-abiding immigrants who pay taxes and are an asset to the American workforce. We the people should be especially mad at the current administration for wreaking havoc on all government institutions that do not agree with its vision for the new America, the new United States of America. They are chaotically and systematically attempting to dismantle our national and federal government. The administration of Donald J. Trump is leading some of us down rabbit holes in search of tax cuts once again for the wealthy in the name of efficiency and in the name of capitalism, with hidden agendas for themselves, quote, the wealthy, unquote. The elites are seeking to protect their and only their way of life. As I have stated earlier, the term insanity is defined by Albert Einstein as doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Change can be a good thing. I get that. I must say that I understand the appeal that the current administration may have had to the masses during past elections. Donald J. Trump has promised to put money in people's pockets. I understand that weeding out inefficiency and government waste is important. I'm all for that. My problem with this current administration is how it's going about attempting to create change by rooting out inefficiency in a most inefficient manner. My problem with this current administration is that it is lying to us, the American people. They are attempting to pull the sheets over the heads of many of us with false claims, mismanagement of tax dollars, and dictatorial banter. My problem with the current administration is its endeavor to subjugate the legislative and the judicial branches of government. Please take notice that a callous experiment to reshape the landscape of the United States government and that of the world order is being orchestrated by the current administration with no regard or respect for the Constitution, institutions, and the rule of law, which are the bedrock of the United States government. The actions of Donald J. Trump and his administration is concerning. Food for thought. Will the current lack of leadership and inaction by politicians on both sides of the aisle lead the United States of America degraded economically, militarily, and alone on the world stage? Will the inactions of politicians on both sides of the aisle lead to a constitutional crisis here in the United States of America? For me, the answer to both of these questions is yes. The current lack of leadership within the United States of America will leave America degraded economically, militarily, and alone on the world stage, while the inactions of politicians on both sides of the aisle will lead to a constitutional crisis here at home. For me, leaders who do not have integrity and take responsibilities for their actions are not leaders. For me, leaders who do not follow our nation's laws are not leaders. For me, bullies do not make good leaders. Currently, but most definitely in politics, there is a crisis of leadership here in the United States of America on both sides of the aisle. The United States of America is lacking in fair-minded, well-informed, balanced, problem-solving oriented individuals who can build consensus and get things done. We the people need to call our congresspersons and senators, demand that our nation's leaders chart a new course with their governance. We need to request town hall meetings to air our grievances and voice our displeasure of this administration and its form of governance. Do not let them silence your voice. If your representatives do not hold town hall meetings, write letters, send them emails, text, and call them. Be sure to leave a voicemail stating your displeasure for their governance. I say, right the ship, steer it away from the seawall that we are headed towards. For the first time in our nation's history, the United States of America is bowing down to dictatorial demagogues and letting them have their way because our president feels respected by them as he considers himself, quote, a strong man, unquote. To that I say, credibility matters to the people. What you say, what you fight for, who you fight for, and how you fight matters. To the millions of servicemen and women who have fought the brave fight, who have sacrificed themselves, their families, lost comrades, you deserve and should expect more from our current administration. As you well know, an individual's true character is tested by their actions on and off of the battlefield. To you, I say, remember Helsinki. We need to step up, look around, jump and shout at what is happening to democracy within the United States of America. Warning, if electing a felon as the leader of the United States of America, quote, the free world, unquote, is our new normal, by allowing him to pit judges against one another as he systematically defies court orders and uses the military against civilians with no consequence, our nation is headed for a constitutional implosion. And divided we will fall, fulfilling our adversaries' desires. In the United States of America, no individual, not even the President of the United States of America, should be allowed to think that he or she may be above the law, nor should any individual be allowed to break laws without facing the full legal consequences of their actions, because we are a nation governed by laws. What happens when a confident man leads our nation? His cronies find a common purpose and fall in line. I ask again, how much more do you need to see and hear to rebuke Donald J. Trump? Please note that what I have just said goes against my attempt at being politically neutral, but I can no longer sit on the fence. I must say something against the actions of a convicted felon and his cronies who have taken democracy hostage. We the people must wake up and stick it to Donald Trump and his cronies by reaching out to our congresspersons and senators. We should not wait for the midterm elections of this political cycle and its ballot boxes. We the people need to put Donald J. Trump and his administration in check. We must act with urgency and contact our representatives. we must convey our displeasure of the way he and his administration is governing the nation. We, the people, must also demand more than just the status quo from all politicians. Once again, if this podcast has struck a chord with you and you would like to ask questions, respond to a topic, or would like to offer support to this podcast, feel free to reach out to me. My email address is getitoffofyourchest@gmail.com. No spaces. My name is The Mediator. I can also be found on YouTube at TheMediator-5873. I'm also on Spotify. The podcast name is Enough by The Mediator. In closing, if this podcast is resonating with you, please share it with as many people as you can. Thank you.